And now, lend us your ears for an update from Nebraska Corn.
On this week's program, we are going to talk to one of the college students who participated in the Nebraska Corn internship program this summer. We're visiting with Melina Lindstrom. She is a senior at UNL and participated with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Tell me about your experience this summer. What was it like?
I had an incredible experience with USMEF. Spent a couple months out in Denver this summer and really took a deep dive into international marketing and how we are marketing U.S. red meat all across the globe and understanding the value behind that. And I think there's been a common misconception from a lot of producers even that, you know, we don't need exports and sometimes that it's hurting our markets. But I think I realized just the value behind what they're doing and sending variety meats overseas and really adding value to the beef carcass and all red meat that we otherwise don't see here in the United States. And also just getting a global understanding of how the beef industry works and all red meat industries. Got to work in many different sectors of USMEF, worked on their membership side, their marketing side, as well as planning some of their conferences and doing that stuff. So had an incredible experience at USMEF and can't say enough good things about the team that they have out there and the experiences that they provided me.
Connect this back to Nebraska Corn. You know, there is a relationship to having a vibrant livestock export program that does come back to corn farmers, doesn't it?
Yes, that is no doubt. And actually, interesting that you brought that up. One of my main projects at USMEF this summer was their national corn and soy exports, I guess, handouts. So it looks at how red meat exports impact corn and soy prices across the nation and ultimately what that's giving back to corn and soy farmers. So I did the national handouts, but also broke them down into the top 15 corn producing states and top 15 soy producing states. So all that information is actually available on the USMEF site now, but it just shows, I guess, how much value is being added back to each bushel of corn, each bushel of soybeans that is getting sold just simply off of the red meat exports that are going overseas. I grew up on a cow-calf operation and farming operation in South Central Nebraska, so talk about a great way to really understand how exports are adding value both back to our beef carcass, but also back to our corn and soy farmers.
Just as we wrap up here, you know, final thoughts about the internship program. Good experience overall. Would you recommend it to others?
Yes, no doubt. Highly recommend. So if any of the students are looking for internships here this coming fall, those spots are starting to open up quickly. And I would highly encourage you to apply for a Nebraska Corn Board internship and especially the USMEF one.
Melina Lindstrom, a senior at UNL, one of six students who participated in the Nebraska Corn internship program this past summer. Chad Moyer reporting.
This message was brought to you by Nebraska Corn, enhancing demand, adding value, and ensuring sustainability. Learn more at NebraskaCorn.org.